Well, good morning, Blog
Talk Radio.
Good morning. God bless you. Welcome to Morning Manna with your host, Apostle Diane Chappelle. Join you from the great gate city of Detroit, Michigan, praying that as you're awakening this morning, that you are awakening into a fresh start, new day, greater possibilities, and greater praise. Amen. Just glad to have you on board. Let us pray. Father, we do bless you for this day. We bless you for what you are doing and how you are moving in our midst in this hour. We do rejoice in you, and we thank you for that. We magnify you. We just give you praise. We're so thankful, Father, for this time and season in our lives that we have come out of darkness into your marvelous light. And we thank you, Father, for those who will follow us and reach in that place of revelatory truths, that they too will give praise and honor and worship your holy and majestic name. For that, we are grateful. Grateful and thank you for the cleansing and redeeming blood of us, of your Son, our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father, for the operations of Holy Spirit as he continues to lead, guide, direct, give wisdom, knowledge, and understanding. And for that, we are eternally grateful. Thank you, Father, for each one that is listening and will listen, that will share, just be a part of that which you're delivering this hour. I lift them up, the families, all things that concern us, Lord God, the cities and everything. We're thankful today. Like we just enter this day with thanksgiving and into your presence with praise. So have your way as we join one another today. We give you praise for it in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, once again, God bless you guys. Glad to have you on board this morning. And I want to continue the discussion that I started on last Sunday, talking about what I was sensing to be the prophetic changes that are quickly coming up on. Coming up on us as we are hours away from crossing into 2019. And I more or less gave you a brief overview on last Sunday, but I want to focus on something that the Lord has just, he's really been, I felt this intensely, and yesterday even more so, and it's something that we know that there's getting ready to be an invasion of the church as we know it by the Holy Spirit. And I guess you said, now that's interesting. Okay. Well, it may be interesting, but the fact is, in many institutional churches, the Holy Spirit is not part of the order of service, if we could say. Amen. And you've heard me on that. It has appeared that we have moved. We've been seduced in many instances to the spirit of humanism and other spirits that are already to the intent of the Father. And we have moved. In moving in that, we have not really needed the Holy Spirit. And I've said that over and over and over again. But yesterday it was as if the Lord was saying, but he's invading. And as just as he said he's invading, I knew why. Because there were some intercessors locked in these institutional churches, and I don't mean locked in a negative fashion, but let me say that are in institutional churches. And I would say at this moment a sign there to release the sound of intercession, to break all shackles of religiosity, the political spirit, the Jezebelian spirit, the Ahab spirit, the Leviathan spirit, and all other invaders, if you would, intruders that have come in those places where the people of God gather. And because of that unrelenting intercession, the Holy Spirit is gaining access into these places. Now it is both a good and a challenging, I should say, situation, because it is going to require some repentance and submission and all those things in order to come in line, if you would, with Holy Spirit. And of course, that's not necessarily something that the soul of man is anxious to do. But and that in saying that, it's like, but they're going to have to really get anxious in doing it, because he's coming. And he is coming to do that which he was sent to do. Lead the body of Christ into their purpose, lead the body of Christ into their purpose of Christ, so they can function as Christ in the earth. And to teach and to bring revelation and do all those things that only he can do. Amen. So he is he's invading the church. That invasion, as I said before, is going to be quite challenging, shall I say, because with that invasion, for those that would stand against that invasion, we can expect to see some spiritual implosion. And some of the foundational pieces are already shaking. Some tap roots have been dislodged, if you would. Just these situations are increasing, so we are certainly in a wave in this season. And one of the things that I have said about transition is transition doesn't just begin and end; it's a process. It progresses. It's an unfolding. It's an unveiling. It's a movement. It's a transition. It's a metamorphosis. Okay, that is that can be quite descriptive. It's a metamorphosis. So what is happening in the season of the metamorphosis, the cocoon is coming loose, unglued apart. In timing, it's not being forced. It's as the caterpillar enters into the cocoon, and those things that happen in the midst of the cocoon happen. At the appointed time, that cocoon gives way and yields that what was once a caterpillar into a butterfly. So cocoons are let's just say they're ripping, amen. And the monarch butterflies, and I like to use that term. All butterflies we do know, but I like monarch butterflies because it speaks to me of kings and regal, and that's who we are. As kings, priests, king, priests in the earth. So they are coming out, and in their coming out, they are taking their rightful position as king and priest in the earth. It's something very interesting, even as I'm saying this, to when we look at that process. Someone asked me on Friday, I was doing a teaching, and they asked me about the process. How do they begin to function? Excuse me, in the calling that they have, and that calling was that of the apostles. And I gave them an explanation. But the next day, the Holy Spirit, you know how he simplifies things. He says that the process is that he's doing the inner work that we aren't even aware of, and he's preparing us for that place where we step off into. That particular calling. There's nothing we can do. There's no preparation we can do consciously. Okay, there's no preparation we can consciously do to step into the timing of when that calling is manifested. We have nothing to do with it. The Holy Spirit is doing it on an inner man. And when it begins to, excuse me, come into that time and season, it will begin to manifest. There's an unraveling. There's an unweaving once again. There's a change and an exchange happening on the inside to prepare the spirit and the soul to come together to release the intent of the Father. And that's that other piece that we must understand, especially those of us that have spent years and seasons or whatever in institutional religion, if you would, and are coming out or being led out, actually being led out by the Holy Spirit. We have to
to get in that place. It is the leading out. It's coming. When you cross that line, it's when the major work begins. Because, listen, as long as you are in the atmosphere, I don't care what our heart is saying and what our mind is saying, unless the Lord has assigned you to stay in that atmosphere with religiosity or whatever, as long as you're in it, you're going to be influenced by it. And it is my sense, and what happened with me, is that Father will always pull you out at the time that he is intending to refine the influence. And what I mean by refine the influence, he's taken over. Okay, so the other spirits that have been created in the environment around these individuals has now, you know, their assignments, their purpose has now been canceled or denied, because now Father is drawing them out. So that he can have his time to influence. And if he said to me so many years ago, I am pulling you out that I may be your only influencer, and when I send you back, you will not be influenced by another. And need I say the Father is true to his word. Amen. In that season that I went back before separating, I was not influenced by another. Amen. And it was not a retaliatory or it wasn't a war, it wasn't a fight. I just bided my time. It was a peace. And when the time came, then it was, now it's time to move. All right. So that is something that we have to capture. I hear that word. Be anxious for nothing, but with thanksgiving, make your request. Don't be anxious trying to get someplace that we don't know where we're going. Amen. Because then we're going to come and show up premature. And then we're going to have other issues to deal with. Just let the river flow. Just let the river flow. So that is one of the things that's happening as the Holy Spirit invades in. It's like he's invading in and leading out, invading in and leading out. Invading in and leading out. But in the process, he's already previously invaded and let out. It may not have been in the structure of a building, but it has been in the tent of the individual, the tabernacle that we live in. He has invaded, glory to God, he has invaded that space, and he has led us internally out of captivity into our promise. And in so doing, there's already a segment out that's able to greet those that are coming out so that they can speak into their lives and help them make the transition, because we understand we're all part of the same company. I believe that's the dynamic that we can attribute to the remnant, that part that comes off of the main piece that is that becomes the main piece. Amen. As you heard me say before, Israel, the 12 tribes, were a remnant nation, but Issachar was a remnant tribe that knew the times and seasons, what God was doing. So the process of change is not a surprise to him. It's being orchestrated by the Father. And however it's orchestrated, it's what it's going to take from those of us in the process is trusting God's got this. Father has this, and I would know what to do with it if he gave it to me. Amen. Just flow. And the thing about the Father, the answers to your question will not come from your intellect. It'll include it, but it won't come from it. It'll come from your spirit. And then it will be exchanged in the intellect, and then you'll have a conscious thought. But it won't start there. It won't start in our mind. It will not start in our thoughts. It will start in our spirit man. And even in those places of intimacy and communion with the Father, that too is not going to operate from our intellect. It's going to operate from our heart. It's going to operate from the reality of who we are. One of the things in another teaching that I know is going to be inclusive in this, and it's one that I know I'm going to do, is as the Lord begins to speak about the reality of the soul and begin to go to fundamental basics and begin to give clarity of just what's going on in the in the soulish realm. And think about it. If I'm a spirit being, then I can't rely on my human proclivities. I have to be consciously drawn into the spirit realm so I can understand the spiritual realities that are being operated through and on and upon to bring me into the place of revelation and understanding. Amen. So God is literally tearing down some things so he can build up some other things. And our part is just to trust him and follow those things that we're sensing. Certainly study and we do those other things. But we understand if we can get in our mind and our heart that God is not on R&R. He's not resting and recuperating anywhere. He is actively moving in our inner man by the Holy Spirit to get us in alignment with his purpose. There is nothing happening that's a void. Everything, even when we sleep, is still being processed. It's still being processed. So as we begin to open up our intimacy with the Father, those thoughts now about how and when and where become elusive. I said this last week last Friday as I was teaching, and someone asked, well, how do we define purpose? And as quickly as they asked it, the Holy Spirit just responded within me in such a fashion that it took me aback, because he said you discover your purpose within your intimacy with the Father. It's in the intimacy with the Father, there's no concern of purpose. The intimacy and the communion with the Father takes up all the space. There's no sidebar. There's no outer thought. There's nothing. It is the drawing of the intimacy. It's the drawing of the Father, the drawing of the Son is being drawn to the Father. Listen, we already know, we already know in the spirit what we're supposed to be doing, but we don't understand it in our minds because of the sin that covered us and broke that the continuity of who we were or what happened in the realm of the spirit before we got into the earth, before we got into our mother's realm, mother's womb. These teachings, and that's that other thing, there's going to be teachings that are increasing that we have not heard, but our spirits are going to bear witness to because we know they're eternal truths, okay? And if we do not have, if the Father did not open that door to begin to release those teachings, we would be walking as aliens, certainly in a foreign land, but having no clue of what that meant. Okay, aliens from where? You can't be an alien unless you come from another place, and you would know that other place. Amen. We have been taught that heaven is up in the skies somewhere, and we eventually get there when we die. But no, eternity is living on the inside of us, because that's the only way we can become one, as Christ prayed in John 17. There's a whole shift. There's a whole an increase in understanding. Remember, and listen, it's not that we missed it. It wasn't time for it. Okay? It's not that we missed it. It wasn't time for it in this generation. All right? In this generation. Father's never late in his assignments. He never gets, he never has to run and catch up with darkness and then work something out. No, it was already done before the foundation of the world. So we are in the right season, in the right timing. We just have to get our minds in place where we begin to process the changes that are happening. We have to be able to capture those realities and begin to function from that place. So the movement of the Holy Spirit in this upcoming season is going to be simply phenomenal. Okay. He has taken his place, and nobody's going to put him out, kick him out, or change anything else than what he is doing. So with that being a reality, it kind of gives us, it should give us a security within that, once again, God has this. He has this. And he's moving in it. And as we begin to get that clarity, he begins to release those war things, those things that are those other pieces, those other nuggets, those other pattern pieces that we now apply to where we are. And those are the things that create our expanse, our taking territory and going higher in him, having great understanding of who we are in the earth. And it's not a shocker, okay? It becomes part of a reality. It's a reality that was already always known, but hidden. Wow. Reality known, but hidden. I can see that. Because we don't live in this reality. But until someone begins to talk to us and show us and teach us about it, we don't know it, even though we aren't living in it. The plus in knowing our reality and who we are and where we're living means that we are game up over the enemy, okay, because we already understand that we are deftly equipped to handle whatever needs to be handled in order to get the assignment done. Okay, we just begin the process in that fashion. So that that becomes a part of the reality that we speak to and we live from. So in that place of that, in that other part too, as we begin to, as the Holy Spirit begins to come into his original place where the Father has given him, we become consciously aware of his presence. And in John 15, if you abide in me and my word abide in you, it's an abiding. And I heard that this morning. The Holy Spirit's presence in us is an abiding. He lives there. He's living on the inside, doing an internal work to bring us to an outer reality of who we are and who we are becoming in the earth. And then we have to be encouraged in this, because that does not happen until we're ready to take next steps, or he is preparing us to move further. He's preparing us to go ahead. And listen, sometimes that's when the strongest opposition comes also. Amen. But in that stronger opposition, I hear that word endure hardness as a good soldier of Jesus Christ, because he's raising soldiers, okay? And soldiers are always from boot camp until the time they get orders, move forward. They're processing. And if we can remember that word process and progress, those two words, if we can remember them and apply them to what God is doing on our inner man, it will capture some of those anxious thoughts that we have about what's next. He's not going to tell you. Okay. Glory to God. We have to rely on his timing. He's not giving us a sneak preview. Other than what we've already seen, we know that he's taking us somewhere. And if we go back to Luke 4:18, the Spirit of the Lord is upon me because he's anointed me too. Well, that same process is being reenacted in us. Amen. Different generation, different population of people, but the same humans needing to be directed or brought out or cast out of darkness into the marvelous light. So it's a continuum. We're just at this place where we are advancing because he has advanced. And because of his advancement, he calls and qualifies us to advance with him. Amen. So if we're catching that, because we are moving in such a season, I guess that's about the best I can say right now. We're just in such a season. So these truths, as I put in the episode information, these foundational truths can only be understood as they are unfolded and unveiled by Holy Spirit. We will not be able to figure it out. and that for some that's gonna be a challenge, especially for those with the analytical minds and those that are educators and that we're working from a different component. Education, when you look at the system, well, when we look at the whole system of the world, we're looking at the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. And then when you can look at the remnant, the ecclesia, if you would, you're looking at the tree of life, pretty much to say it. So everything that's connected to the tree of knowledge of good and evil is manifested in the systems of the world. So one of those systems, one of the seven mountains, and we consider that those systems are one of the systems of education, or one of the mountains of education. Where does education target? What is the source of education to get the mind to come in alignment with that which is being released? Amen. Well, if my mind is overloaded, if you would, with the processes of intellectualism and the analytical requirements, those are required in the educational mountains, and if I'm not aware that I need to balance that with the mind of Christ, then the analytical portion is going to take charge. Amen. And so we have to know that that's not where my mind, that's not the first priority of my mind. My first priority is my mind being the mind of Christ. All right. But if we don't know that, we can't balance it out. We can know it, balance it out, and be the greatest educators in the earth, because my mind is not being controlled, and that's that word. My mind is not being controlled by the education. It is being I'm allowing it, okay, but it can't control, because my control is with the mind of Christ. We're I find that that is probably the hardest struggle, to get into the place of thinking on along the line with the Holy Spirit, who is coming from a different dynamic, and then the education, the teaching, especially higher learning. It's all impacted, but especially higher learning. And I believe one of the things that we're going to have to see happen as the marketplace is becoming now more inclusive and being understood as the true portion of the ecclesia, then what will happen is that we will have to take the authority to begin to balance that which children are getting in the system, and balance it with truths coming from the kingdom. Somebody catch that. So it's like, you know, getting, and once that begins to happen, and I would say the younger the children, the better, when you move into the foundational years, because now you're setting an internal standard, you're setting an internal understanding, an internal clarity, okay, that now becomes a part of who they are. Amen. And certainly that goes on up the scale. I'm just saying that. And the younger place is more pliable, you're able to operate, work with that from that place. So, and then that leads me into that other component of why this Holy Spirit invasion, because the church is getting ready to invade the marketplace. It's already beginning, okay? We've heard the language, we got to come out from among the four walls, and that is true. But do we understand what God is saying when you come out, what you're supposed to be doing? Amen. And that is coming to a place of greater reality, because now it's like all components are in place. All things are in alignment with what God is doing in this time and season. Bill Hammond has a book that's been out for years, The Eternal Church. And in that book, it gives you can see the timeline as various portions of the church begin to come back into position, the teachers, the pastors, the shepherding movement. It's a great book. It's a thick book, but it's a great book. It gives you some understanding. Well, I believe that the fivefold is back in place. The last one to come in position was the apostolic which is the now. Now what happens is the Father begins to, by way of the Holy Spirit, begin to clean out those, clear out those that are in the wrong place. Amen. Because we understand we got a lot of convoluted stuff going on in the especially with the apostolic and the prophetic. There's a lot of things that need to be brought in alignment with God's eternal purpose and not with man's theological proclivities, if I can say that. And hear me, and when I say that, it's not to judge, okay, or to condemn, because those of you who know me know that I'm quick to say you can only teach what you've been taught. And if you've been taught it and you trust the teacher, then you're going to believe it. And because you can't teach it if you don't believe it, not effectively anyway. And so you can't hammer anybody against the wall because their theology, if I can use that term loosely, is off. No, it's where they were taught. Okay. And our problem sometimes is that if we knew that all we had to do to handle error was to invade it with truth. You know what I'm saying? If we knew that the only thing we had to do, all we had to do to handle error is to invade it with truth, okay, we would shatter a whole lot of erroneous stuff that that the nature of man and the manipulations of the enemy have brought to pass on the people of God. Amen. Because truth signals our spirit things. Okay, we may not understand it, we may not respond to it, but once truth is released, our spirit man is going to pick it up. Amen. Our soul, depending on what's going on with our mind, will, and emotions, and I know I'm going somewhere. Okay, mind, will, and emotions will determine just how quickly the Holy Spirit can arrest the spirit and bring it in alignment with the truth that they just heard. Hear what I'm saying? And so what that part of that prophetic wind is the Father is taking us back to some foundational pieces that we missed when we were, and when I say we, I don't mean us personally, but generations missed because it was not part of the equation that would lay out the basic foundation that they could build or structure their belief system on, okay, and operate from that. They were still on rickety, rocky foundations. And you know that rocky and rickety foundations is not a good promise for a structure. So that structure is going to eventually fall. All right. So this is where we are in the season, and this is how the Father is working with us to work it out. So. And I hear him say, and turn loose some things. It has no meaning now. It can't be measured now. It's dead. It's a dead letter. Amen. You can't take that into your next your next place. And that reminds me of a dream I had. And I know I had this dream. It just taken me into the realm of spirit. But I was on a mountain. It was a green mountain. I was on a ledge, and I was walking around this mountain on this ledge. And it looked like when I came around it, and I can't remember the journey. I just know when I came back to the beginning, there was an older gentleman there, and he was picking up old clothes. And I heard myself saying to him, "But you can't take those with you. You can't take old garments where you're going. You can't take them." And then I woke up. And I have a prophetic understanding of what that meant. But you can't take the old where God has taken us. You can't eat. If the old is that, okay, wow. If we cannot release the old, that means that we aren't ready for the new. And there's nothing he can do about that. We're just not ready for the new. We've got to release the old. And my brothers and sisters, the hardest thing to release is the spirit of religion. And I'm not talking about a church. I'm talking about the spirit of religion. Amen. I mentioned on this broadcast a book by Basil Malik. kind of the political spirit. If you don't have it, you need to grab hold of that. And you can get it on Kindle. Faziel, F-A-S-C-I-A-L, I believe. Malik, M-A-L-I-C-K. He is a regular speaker with John Benefield down in Oklahoma, who leads the Heartland Apostolic Prophetic Network. And he's converted Muslim. Major word, and major illustration when we talk about those spirits. Amen. And see, that's that other thing. We have become, the journey has really taken us out of the reality of the spiritual realm in its entirety, I said the word reality, and put us in a world mindset system that we have not been able to flow according to our true identity. All right. So we have to begin to understand that. And something else that hit me this morning, we have to even be careful in going back into an arena that held us hostage without the Father leading us. Okay. Because understand this, the enemy does not want to lose any of us from captivity that he has orchestrated. And he's going to do anything and everything he can to pull us back into that arena before the tentacle has been severed. Hear me. And as long as that tentacle is attached, that spiritual tentacle is attached, every time you go back, it's reinforced. It's reinforced. It may not be reinforced in your mind. Your mind might be saying, that's not going to connect me. Trust me. Your spirit, man, is being manipulated by the enemy of your soul to keep you entrapped. And if he can get you, your feet, to bear down and stay there where you are, getting out is going to be a hard and tedious journey. Okay, you have to, and this is why we have to have that relationship with Holy Spirit and Father and such that helps substantiate the things that I'm saying and the things that the Holy Spirit wants to say so that we do not find ourselves in this gap place where we don't know whether to go to the right or the left. I don't know whether to go here or no, go there. No, all you need to do is ask the Holy Ghost. He's not going to equivocate. You know, he's going to tell you, no, you don't need to go there, okay, or stay. I came out of the denomination August 18, 2016, been out 2 years, went to a funeral at one of the previous churches, was asked that might want to consider coming and releasing a word. I can do that because the tentacle has been ripped in two. There's no way that, and I know it. Okay, because the Lord has shown it, it's gone. See, that's where freedom, that's when you become a free agent. Okay, that's when you can become a free agent. You don't go unless the Lord said go, and you go with great exuberance when he said go. Okay, it is no longer, the assignment is literally, you carry the assignment in your belly. It's literally an assignment. There's not a question. All right. But it takes that revelation in order to keep us out of the clutches of the enemy that is trying to keep us bound. And the other part of that, too, is it keeps us, it opens up our awareness, and you've heard me say this before, of the angelic presence that has been provided for us. Okay. I was listening to, some of you may know, heard of Ian Clayton. And he said when he had the revelation that Satan didn't live in his future, well, he said that was the day he stopped spiritual warfare. Now, listen, I'm not telling anybody to stop spiritual warfare. I'm just saying, well, this man is a whole lot more advanced in that realm even than I am. But I'm just saying what he says. But think about it. If the Satan cannot live in his future, that means he's not relevant in his present. Well, if he's not relevant in his presence, why are we spending as much time with him, okay, with the enemy, okay? When we have angels at our assist, to take care of our light and heavy work. Okay. It's kind of like, oh, wow, I just have this. It's kind of like sitting and reading a book in a summer breeze, and the fly just keeps agitating. And you wave him off a few times, you know, and then when he keeps on agitating, you get up and swat him, and then you don't have to worry about that fly again. Well, that's what the enemy does. He sends agitations. Okay, he sends agitations, and the agitations are intended to distract. Okay, and until we do something, okay, to knock out the agitation, it's gonna keep distracting us till we lose that zeal that we may be in that moment. Now it's been compromised because of the agitation of distraction. Well, angels and ministering spirits have been sent to work on our behalf. All right, so a distraction can be easily handed over to the angel. You don't have to break a stride. Let the angel take care of that, and you do what you need to be done. Need to do. Now, certainly we know there's some seasons that we will have to draw our sword and do some things in another level according to the governing component that's attached to our assignment, which is to govern. Then, yes, certainly there has to be a, you know, we have to, like I say, pull a sword every once in a while, but it's not to be consistent that we can't get the work done because we keep swatting the fly. Am I making myself clear? See, these are the open things that the Father is showing us, not just to show us, but He's showing us that we may become become inquisitive. Okay, well, Father, I saw that. What does that mean? Okay, how am I to apply that? How am I to understand that? How am I included in that? What does it mean? We have to have these conversations. That the only way we're going to get an understanding of what the Holy Spirit is saying and doing is through conversation. Because we do know, we hear at two different levels. And we hear on the surface more than we hear internally. Okay? And I've said this before, we can hear something and not pay any attention to what we just heard. Okay? But when it goes deep down in and we begin to contemplate and roll over in our mind and begin to inquire and begin to investigate. And then that's hearing at another level. Amen. And my example, and I've used this before, we can be in a place where there's a train that runs by our in our earshot at 5 a.m. every morning. Well, after a while, they come by at 5 a.m., whistle warning and everything else, but you hear it, but you aren't paying attention to it. Well, same thing. We hear things, but we don't pay any attention to it. God says, pay attention. Pay attention, because the only way the Holy Spirit can enter in and give you the information, He has to have your attention. Oh, okay. Kind of goes back to the education again. A student can't learn anything until they have your attention, the attention of the educator, and anything else that you're trying to get into a person's understanding. They've got to give it, open the door to let it in. All right? Well, we have to do the same thing in the realm of the spirit, because everything we're doing is part of a preparation. Everything we're doing is part of preparation. This thing hasn't ended for any of us. We're still in preparation mode. Now, if we get stuck on the other side of the gate, we will never proceed through the gate, because we are still marking time on the other side of the gate instead of walking through with the assistance and direction of Holy Spirit to get to the other side. Amen. We can't mark time because God is moving. He's a wind. He's moving. The cloud is moving, guys. Amen. And we have to move with the cloud. The old order is imploding. It was once new, now it's old. And God doesn't, an old thing where God was, as Apostle Paul says, is a monument. Okay, where He is a movement. And we didn't understand that we're in a movement. Now, this isn't a monument. Okay, so we have to begin to process that. And why is it so critical now? Because there's going to be a major shift when we cross over. It's already started. Okay, it's already started. It's not like it hasn't began, because how is a prophet know what the frequencies are that's coming out of glory unless they hear it? Well, God is not on the watch. He's going to wait until the strike of midnight for this thing to begin to manifest. No, it's beginning to manifest now. It's going to increase when it gets to the other side. It's going to increase when it gets to the other side. So we need to be a prepared people in a prepared place for people that are getting ready to be prepared, because the implosion is not going to be pretty, but it can be life sustaining. It can be those that are held captive can be freed. But we need to know that so that we aren't caught by surprise. Okay. One of the things that, Father, I don't know if I mentioned this last week, but it just hit my spirit again. There's getting ready to be a great exposure of hirelings, okay, in the church. And it's almost as, and I know God is sovereign, and He is gracious and great, gracious and good and awesome and all these. I understand that. But what I'm saying there is in that mix of hirelings, there are those who would refuse to turn and have no intention of turning. They're getting ready to lose whatever. They're losing their position. That exposure is going to be detrimental. All right. And that's as far as I go on that, because God is not getting ready to. What Father is doing, He's trying to show us where mixture is going to be corrected. Okay. Mixture comes out of the self-will of the individual. Okay. There's one thing in not knowing. There's another thing in knowing, but not intending to change or go in another direction. It's called rebellion. So you have rebellion is getting ready to get eradicated quickly. Okay. Because the people of God are not part of the rebellious hostage takeover. Those are God's people. We are God's people. And He's not going to let spirits that refuse to yield to His dynamic and His instruction to rule and reign His people. That's not getting ready to happen. So those who have refused to, and listen, you have to refuse repentance. Repentance is always offered. It's always offered. God has a way of getting it into your spirit when you need to turn on some things. And you can either yay or nay, howsoever. He's not going to violate your will, but he is going to give you options. Get it together or lose this portion of grace, literally. Okay, and that's that other piece. You have those out there that have been misled by another gospel, many other gospels. Well, they need those of us that will allow the change to happen on the inside of us so that we can be entrusted to help those that are being blindsided by other gospel to receive truth. Amen. It is so much getting ready to happen right now, and we're going to be impacted by it all, although we may not be involved in it specifically, but we need to know that this is coming. Okay, that's the other reason why intercession is getting ready to increase and go to another level. It is as if God is bringing everything. It's almost like I just heard Jeremiah 1:10. God is being Jeremiah right now. He's tearing down and building up some stuff. Okay, for the good of His Son and for the manifested sons of the following Christ. All right, and then for a world is being held hostage by the system, and the world is getting darker and darker and darker by degrees, okay, while we're trying to do petitions and have political debates. We don't need a political debate. Our policies or our government, shall we say, has already been established. We already carry that on the inside. We don't need to be at the table for debate. We need to be watching and see how many we can exit out of that damning place, that place of damnation called the system, that are holding God's people hostage. Amen. So I kind of highlight in fashion where I am and what I'm seeing, what I'm sensing these coming days. And it's going to be It's going to be intense, but it's going to be good. It's going to be fair, and it's going to be celebrated by us, because God will only do that which is righteous with his righteous people. All right, and he will gently bring us to a place of revelation so that we can flow. That other piece, as you guys are listening to me, there's a contingency of people waiting on you to release truth to them. Well, you can't release the truth until you receive it. Okay, and when I say receive it, I mean receive it and begin to walk in it. We can receive something and not walk in it. Okay. And so we have to receive it and know that its purpose, is the reception of it, is purpose to get us prepared to walk in it so that others can see it and benefit from it, whether we're teaching it, we're mirroring it. It goes back to being living epistles read by the hearts of men. That living word has become living on the inside of us so we can function in the marketplace and be the draw of those individuals that can see us coming and sense that there's something going on with us, and ask the question that's going to give them the answer, that's going to hand them a key to help them unlock the door that has them bound. Amen. Glory to God. I pray that's received, okay, and that that portion that triggered something in you, once again, that's the Holy Spirit drawing you to a place to catch the revelation and let him unfold in your spirit and then release in your mind the truth that he wants you to hear in this hour because of the specific assignment that you have that no one else has. You have it and no one else has it. But he has to define it for us. He has to identify it, then define it, then show us how to operate in it. He needs to take control so that we can flow in that which is spiritually our normal place. Amen. 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 Glory to God. So with that, I'm going to begin to close. I do want to alert. We're getting ready to move into Detroit Ablaze in June. I thought it was Passover, but it's going to be at Pentecost. And so keep your ear. We're waiting on confirmation for venues, which we will get on Monday. But June the 6th through 9th in Detroit, and those of you in Detroit, those of you that are out of Detroit but are born in Detroit, those of you that are out of Detroit and praying for Detroit, if Detroit is on your heart, on your mind, or in your DNA any kind of way, then all roads are leading to Detroit on those dates. And we are having what we're calling the encounter, Detroit Ablaze. And it's literally, we expect the city to go up in the fire of the Holy Ghost like never before. So we will be posting things. We will see promos and other things going forth soon. But if you think that's, and if you know someone that is not, if you're not feeling that part of what you need to do, and you know someone that's from Detroit, just share the information with them, because it's and I bore witness. I was actually praying, and I saw this rush of people rushing to get to Detroit, even coming across the Detroit River from Canada, rushing to get to Detroit for what the Lord is unveiling, and it is an unveiling. So those dates again are June Thursday through Sunday, June the 6th through 9th. Sunday is we know we already know there's some travelers from out of state that will be returning to their homes on Saturday the 8th, because they have obligations for Sunday. But that Sunday we're doing an citywide fellowship sunrise breakfast at one of the hotels downtown on the river. And for those who are staying over, and then those who are in boots on the ground, Detroit. Okay, this is our address, and this is not Detroit, just the locale. This is the metropolitan Detroit area. Okay, so pray into that and see if this is what you want to do, and put it on your calendar and we'll start moving in that direction. Amen. Amen. So I'm going to close out now. And thank you for being on. Share this with your friends and family and coworkers and co-laborers. Get them on. If you don't have Facebook, just go to blogtalkradio.com, and you'll find me there. Google my name or the Voice of Vision. It's under the Voice of Vision. But give a listen and give a share. To add on to that, I am doing today or tomorrow, I have a couple of people that I am connected with in Africa. I want to make sure that they are aware of this this messaging that is going forth. There's a lot of teaching that is getting ready to unfold, and I want to be able to make sure that they have access to conference call lines and those things so that they can be inclusive in that. And I don't know. I don't know what the Lord is doing. I just know that He's doing it, and I want to be whatever He's doing. I want to be part of it. Amen. So if we do that, that'll be great. Amen. So next time you hear my voice, it'll be 2019. Amen. Glory to God. What a marvelous year of preparation we've had. Challenging. Oh, my word. Challenging. Oh, we walked up against some walls that we didn't think we were going to ever finish sliding down. Amen. But God. But God. So we thank Him for that. So get ready to for boots on the ground. Major transition next year. Major transition. Divine order, things coming in alignment like never before, shifting some territories, all kinds of things are getting ready to happen for the body of Christ. So prepare to see, hear, and follow what God is saying in this time of season. Amen. Amen. Well, Father, we bless you. We honor and magnify you once again. We thank you for your words that you have released in this hour that we spent together. Holy Spirit, we just thank you for who you are and who you are in the earth in this dispensation of time, that you are wisdom, that you are knowledge, that you are understanding. And only as you impart it are we able to receive it and move forward in that which we have been assigned and called and agreed to do in this earth realm. I bless each and every one that is hearing and that will hear this message today. Overshadow them with your presence like never before. Bring them into a place of greater height, greater understanding, greater clarity, greater purpose, a greater identity, all those things that will help us to grab hold to the spiritual blessings that are already ours, that we walk into and out of our inheritance with clear understanding that we are part of the fellowship of the kingdom of God and that we are the maturing sons that will soon manifest as your glorious sons. We thank you. We magnify you. We honor you. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Glory to God. Well, God bless you guys. Have a marvelous day, marvelous week, a marvelous crossover transition from 2018 to 2019. No accidents, no incidents, no tragedies, nothing. In a safe place, in a safe time is my prayer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Talk soon. God bless you.